I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org.
Stardate, January 17th. Epsilon Eridani is the third closest star system that's visible to the unaided eye, just 10.5 light-years away. It was among the first stars found to be encircled by a disk of dust. And it was one of two stars targeted in the first search for radio signals from other civilizations. The star itself is a little smaller and lighter than the Sun, and only a third as bright. It's also billions of years younger than the Sun. Younger stars generate stronger magnetic fields, so Epsilon Eridani produces bigger magnetic storms than the Sun does, plus a much stronger wind. In 1983, a satellite discovered that the star is surrounded by a wide disk of dust. Later observations found several asteroid belts, bands filled with big chunks of rock and ice. Over the decades, astronomers have reported several possible planets, but only one of them has stuck. The planet is similar to Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system. In 1960, the star was considered a good candidate to host another civilization. So when Frank Drake launched Project Ozma to listen for radio signals, Epsilon Eridani was one of his two targets. He didn't hear a peep, and neither has any search since then. Epsilon Eridani is well up in the south at nightfall, far to the right of the top right corner of Orion. The star isn't all that bright, so you'll need a star chart to pick it out. More about Eridanus tomorrow. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.